Good morning, everybody. Welcome to Community Morning Prayers. My name's Phil. If I can invite you to join in with the responses on the screen that are in bold type. O Lord, open our lips, and our mouth shall proclaim your praise. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. The night has passed, and the day lies open before us. Let us pray with one heart and mind. As we rejoice in the gift of this new day, so may the light of your presence, O God, set our hearts on fire with love for you, now and forever. Amen. On Saturdays we have a free choice as to what Bible reading we choose. So this morning I've chosen a passage from the letter to the Hebrews, chapter 10, verses 19 to 25. I'm going to read it, and as I read it, I invite you just to consider what word or phrase stands out to you this morning. What word or phrase or image perhaps captures your attention this day? Therefore, brothers and sisters, since we have confidence to enter the most holy place by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way, open for us through the curtain, that is his body. And since we have a great high priest over the house of God, let us draw near to God with a sincere heart and with the full assurance that faith brings, having our hearts sprinkled to cleanse us from a guilty conscience, and having our bodies washed with pure water. Let us hold unswervingly to the hope we profess, for he who promised is faithful. And let us consider how we may spur one another on towards love and good deeds, not giving up meeting together as some are in the habit of doing, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day approaching. So a moment in the quiet to consider what word or phrase from this passage captures our attention this morning. Therefore, brothers and sisters, since we have confidence to enter the most holy place by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way, open for us through the curtain, that is his body. And since we have a great high priest over the house of God, let us draw near to God with a sincere heart and with the full assurance that faith brings, having our hearts sprinkled to cleanse us from a guilty conscience, and having our bodies washed with pure water. Let us hold unswervingly to the hope we profess, for he who promised is faithful. And let us consider how we may spur one another on towards love and good deeds, not giving up meeting together, as some are in the habit of doing, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day approaching. I invite you to hold before God that word or phrase, that image or concept, perhaps. And in the quiet, invite God to speak to you, or you to speak to God about what that word or phrase means for you this day. This passage speaks of entering in by a new way, drawing near to God, holding unswervingly and spurring one another on, encouraging one another. So as we continue to pray, a song which speaks of taking things one small step at a time, whatever this day holds for us, whether it's going out walking, whether it's continuing with our daily tasks here, let's use this song as a continuation of our prayers. Shall we join our prayers together? In the words that Jesus gave us. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name.
Your kingdom
come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from for the kingdom, power, and glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. And some closing responses. May the Christ who walks with wounded feet walk with us on the road. May we surrender our insistence on the easy route. May the Christ who serves with wounded hands stretch out our hands to serve. May we be willing to adjust ourselves to the needs of others. May the Christ who loves with the wounded heart open our hearts to love. May we love without condition. Amen. 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 Thank you for joining together to pray. Breakfast will be served downstairs in a few moments. You're welcome to stay here in chapel if you wish. And that hopefully familiar, possibly even assembly-based school will play again for us.